BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, another stark guide to Britain. Our listener Adam is going away for the weekend with his girlfriend and he needs some help with the location.
I think we can definitely roll out more of these. So if you do hear this, enjoy it. And maybe you're visiting a town. It could be any old town that you're going to visit. I can do a guide. Just let us know.
We'll provide you with everything you need to know before you go. Also, an interesting present and card from Chris on my birthday. And where do you think they were? Involves some tarmac in Lanzarote.
Scott Mills.
Coming up at 1:40, where do you think they were? It's that time of week already. Another great story of where one of our listeners was made. Told by one of the parents.
We always get asked this, why don't you just get your parents? And I just think, no. No, that's not... Like, we do our bit. Do you know what I mean? We've done enough embarrassing stuff.
A lot.
Also, I'm one of those people that can't bear to be in a room if, say, a film's on TV with my parents. We could never have that discussion.
What, if there's, like, sexy bits in it?
Yeah.
It's awful, right?
I'm the worst for it. My little brother, they're fine. They watch anything together.
Do they?
Within reason, you know? But what I mean is, like, I've never been able to do it. Maybe it's an older brother thing. I can't do it.
But then there are those families that are very open.
Yeah.
And we'll have all sorts of discussions around the dinner table, you know?
Or even be part of WhatsApp groups where the conversation turns... I mean, that for me would be the worst, because my brother will have a bit of a laugh with my mum and dad about whatever's been on TV.
Yeah.
But if that was ever in a WhatsApp group that I was part of, I couldn't bear that.
No. We're just not those guys.
Do you have banter with your mum, would you say?
About...
Like a WhatsApp, like anything?
No.
No, not really.
No, not really.
Nor do I.
But your brother does?
My brother, yeah. He'll send them sort of naughty jokes and everything.
It's
I don't even really like my mum listening to Radio 1.
No. Oh, my mum stopped years ago listening to this.
Yeah.
I don't like the music. Well, I mean... No, it's not
How supportive.
You.
Yeah. I don't want them to support this.
No.
Scott Mills.
Is that an absolute banger or what? Artie, Save Me Tonight. I mean, it's up there with, like, Booty Love.
It's so good. I love it. So I don't want it to take away from it at all. But when you said that that song could win Eurovision, that's really stuck with me.
Yeah.
But nothing. There won't be anything like that in Eurovision, annoyingly, I reckon.
Yeah, well... All the songs have been released now. There's nothing
It's
like
so
that.
Good.
Yeah. It's old school. It's Cabos 09.
For me,
but it's good.
Well, for me, it's Nookie. That's my kind of association with that. Well, it's just like, I'll tell you why. Because it reminds me of a time of music where me and you would go to Nookie for like the odd DJ gig, but then we'd extend it into a sort of bank holiday weekend away.
What was that club called?
Bertie's.
Yes, Bertie's.
The best.
The best.
We had so many good times in Nookie. It was such good fun.
So yesterday on the show, Isabel was on and said that her flatmates have been going out for ages but not told anyone. Like, been in an 8-month relationship, were taking showers together, etc. And that changed the whole game for her. She's like, I didn't realise I was living with a couple.
Yeah.
It is different. And Gemma, you've got a similar story.
I do, yes.
Go on.
So I was in university and staying in halls. And me and one of the other guys who stayed in the same part had a kind of thing, just a casual thing, but we were trying to keep it secret from the others in the flat.
Ooh.
And
how sneaky would you be? Were you ever sort of close to getting caught?
Yes. So the shower experience was when we did get caught.
Oh, what's this?
Okay, tell us.
So they had all gone out to the shops and we both made kind of separate excuses not to go on this shopping trip with the rest of the flat.
Okay.
They had all left and the place was empty and there was a suggestion to go for a shower.
Yes. But, always a nice idea, isn't it?
Lovely idea. In reality, rubbish.
It's a nice, really rubbish, especially in university halls. Shower blocks.
Ugh.
Yeah, so they were like kind of communal showers is probably how I would describe them.
Oh, amazing.
They're great. We have them here at the BBC.
We do have them, like, below ground, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Communal showers, how romantic.
Yeah, they weren't particularly nice, weren't particularly private, and very small and cramped.
Yeah, it doesn't really work, does it? I was thinking more about this last night, and I thought of a couple of other problems. If you're quite tall and the person you're with is shorter, what's happening is you are washing your hair and then they are getting blinded by the soap, the soapy runoff. Problem number two. If you are someone with long hair, then you're sort of thrashing the other person with wet, tangled hair.
True.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I think I ended up with bruised elbows from, like, hitting them off of the side of the... Yeah,
it's an awful experience. So how did your flatmates rumble you then?
So they came back sooner than we expected. So you had to pass the shower block to get to the communal kitchen. And the communal kitchen had like a door with glass in it so they could see through it. So yeah, they were all sat in there and we were in the shower block trying to figure out how on earth we were going to get out without anyone noticing.
Right. Yeah. And there's no real way of an excuse that I can think of as to why you'd both be in the shower together. There's like, I actually can't think of one excuse that you could say. There's just no situation where you've accidentally both ended up in the same shower. So obviously they rumbled you then and from there on in it was... And be honest, was the relationship less exciting after that?
Yeah, and it kind of fizzled out a bit after that. And
exactly.
I think that was, once everyone found out, it became a bit of a running joke for everyone in the flat. And at Christmas time, we did Secret Santa. Yeah. And for Secret Santa, I was given a shower cap.
Yes.
They all... Yeah, they all knew.
Very good.
Scott Mills.
Where do you think they were? Coming up, another story of one of your conceptions. If you fancy taking one for the team, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We need your help. We need just some people to step up for this feature.
Yeah, I think this is one of my favourite things that we do on the show. I always get excited for Thursdays to hear another conception story. We've had some classics in the past. Do you remember, and this really escalated, do you remember when someone's dad was on talking about the conception and it involved being on holiday? They were abroad.
In the Caribbean one.
In the Caribbean one, yeah. And the mother was sort of leaning over a toilet bowl being sick and he thought, wow, she's got a sexy back.
Yeah, and then it turned into this.
I'm bringing sexy back. None of the boys don't.
Imagine your dad singing this, please.
I think it's special when you're on your back.
Yes.
So turn around and get on your back.
Oh, this is, I mean, it's, the words are wrong and it's...
Dirty baby.
Oh, I'm done. See, I just think, like... I imagine Pete Mills singing that and that on national radio, and that is terrible.
Gross. It was such a dad way of singing it as well.
When you're on your back.
It was just back every line.
Everything was back.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Aaron.
Hiya.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You're looking forward to hearing all about it?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see at the end if I was looking forward to it or not.
Do you know any of the detail?
All I know is I was made in Lanzarote.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And of course, I know... roughly when, based on when my birthday is.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
So that's already quite a big bit of news abroad. And the abroad stories that we have on here do concern me slightly because immediately too much sun, too much sangria leads to sort of creative ways of thinking with the parents. So I hate to break this to you, but it's already looking a bit funky for me.
It's all right, sun's out, bum's out.
Yeah, that's you are it. Saying about one of your parents there.
It's a bit like the story we had. Do you remember the one from Benidorm with Sticky Vicky in that bar?
Oh, no, I don't.
No, you don't want to hear it. Okay, so who are we hearing the story of your conception from today, Aaron?
Be my mum, Laurily.
Let's speak to your mum, Laurily. Hello.
Hello, hi.
So... you're about to tell us this this beautiful story of what went down in Lanzarote.
Well, we'd been out on a day trip and...
Oh, hang on.
Hold your horses,
wait a second,
Laurily.
Hang on. Laurily, if you wait there, we'll do it after this, OK?
Scott Mills.
Aaron's on.
Hello.
Also his mum, Laurily, who's about to tell us where he was made on Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi. Right, OK. I'm ready to go, if you are, Chris.
I'm ready for the sexy music.
OK, let's put that on then. So, Laurily, take us back to 20 and a bit years ago, please.
So, we were in Lanzarote, and I really like volcanoes.
Sure.
And we'd been out on a day trip to the Tin Man Fire volcano.
Oh, we might have a volcano baby here.
Now, Am I right in thinking that people that are well into volcanoes and stuff like that, there's a sort of almost tribal kind of thing that goes on? Like, you, do you know what I mean? There's a spirituality sort of vibe to it all.
Well, I was feeling it when I got to the top, most definitely.
Was there any eruption of piping hot lava?
There wasn't the opportunity. There was too many people around.
Oh, no, not yet.
They said lava, Mum.
No, I didn't mean... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It didn't erupt when you were there.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Now, that's quite a dangerous thing to go do, I would have thought. So are you a bit of a thrill seeker, would you say, Aaron's mum?
I do like it. I have jumped parachute jumping. I do like adventure sports, yeah, adrenaline sports.
Yeah, so you're quite adventurous, you would say.
I'd like to think I have been and still would be, yeah.
That doesn't bode particularly well for you, Aaron, does it?
No, and this is the thing. Like, for someone like myself, I'm almost too scared to do those sorts of things. Skydives, yeah. Bungee jumps, that sort of thing. So I'm just thinking, Aaron's mum, already, like, you've gone to visit the volcano. You must have been so excited when you were at the top there.
Well, I most definitely was, in, like, more ways than one. I did enjoy being up there.
Okay. Right. All right, so you've been to the volcano, and then where do we go from there?
We went to the little local bar.
Oh, yeah, nice. Get a few drinks.
And they were playing a game called Name That Tune, so I kept winning quite a lot of drinks myself.
Oh, right, so you got drinks for when you got them right.
You did, yeah, but I was the only boff when I was there, so...
I never understand games like that. Never really understand games where you get punished for being good at the game. There's a couple of largely drinking games where that happens. I have never, I think's one of them as well. I've always thought it's backwards, that game.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's like if you're admitting to something controversial, which is basically what the game is, you should be rewarded, not punished.
Yeah, I agree. So you're in the bar and you're playing Name That Tune, are you?
I am indeed.
And what is the year?
1997.
Thought so. I've got a 1997 Name That Tune now, okay?
Spice Girls.
Yes, it's Who Do You Think They Are?
Brilliant.
Shot for you, Aaron's mum.
Shut.
This one.
Hanson.
Yes, Mbop. Shot.
Another shot for you.
And this one, what's this?
Ah, the Backstreet Boys.
Yes, everybody, Backstreet's back. Shot.
Shot. Right, back to the hotel now, Aaron's mum. Is that how it was?
Yeah, it was like that.
Okay. More on Where Aaron Was Made next. Scott Mills. Right, we're in the middle of Where Do You Think They Were with Aaron. How are you feeling, Aaron?
So far, it's not too bad.
Well, all that's happened is we've had been up a volcano and gone to a bar. Where do we go next, Laura Lee?
Well, we went back to the bungalow because I'd had quite a lot of drinks and I was ready to conceive Aaron, if I was honest.
Okay.
Well, let's break this down a little bit. So you went from the bar to the hotel.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, did you know that stuff was about to happen?
I did.
Right, the volcano had erupted something inside of you there.
Yeah, because ideally I've been waiting since the volcano.
It sounds like you were well in the mood, let's say.
Definitely. The bar was an inconvenience, but...
Okay, let's just check in on Aaron. Aaron, you okay now?
Yeah, I'm glad she was in the mood.
Well, that's the thing. But yeah, but sometimes I don't want them to really enjoy it or want to do it. But it sounds like in this case, they were very much those people.
Yeah, I totally agree, Scott. So Aaron's mum, in copying the volcano, because that seems to be the inspiration for where you're going, were you outside when the next thing happened?
Well, yeah, because the bungalow, it had this like really perfectly smooth tarmac floor. And I've never seen perfectly smooth tarmac in my life. And this was like a first for me, and I wondered if it was like as smooth on your back as it
okay
as it looked.
So, yeah, was the tarmac, when you looked at it, did it just remind you of an erupted volcano? Was that what it was?
It most definitely did.
Mm. So you're like, let's try out the tarmac.
But it would have been boiling tarmac in the heat. Think about it.
Was it not really hot?
It was quite hot, but it was quite late in the evening, so it had cooled down to a reasonable temperature. But I wasn't the one laying down, so I didn't worry about getting burned.
Sure.
I see.
Oh, God.
It's all very kind of like, this whole volcano thing is bizarre, isn't it? This obsession with heat. And
Sorry, Ed.
Right.
And was this timed with like the sun going down or anything like that?
Yes, the sun was going down. It was late in the evening.
Okay, Aaron, how are you feeling?
A bit scared after she's liking smooth tarmac, because she's recently had us do a pebble resin patch outside, which is nice and smooth. So I don't know what's going for her mind there.
Right. That could be the reason. Is that the reason, Laurie Lee?
No.
She just likes soft surfaces.
But no, my dad was probably right.
Was this in a hotel then?
It was...
What I'm getting at here was there an element of, like, other people being around? Could you not have been seen?
Well, no, unfortunately, because I was in the bungalow, but, you know, the neighbours either side, maybe. But that would have been the limit.
Yeah, and you weren't bothered about that at all?
No, of course not.
It's all very al fresco and outside.
It is al fresco.
This whole thing, I'm getting a whole vibe of you know, like the people that go to Stonehenge. I love that it's so connected to nature.
Oh, God.
It's horrible. I'm just thinking of the great explosions of our time.
The great ones.
It must be up there. Volcanoes like, what's the most famous one, Scott? Vesuvius.
Krakatoa.
Etna.
Right, I'm definitely done here.
Mount Lorelei. Oh, sorry, you don't want to... I didn't mean it like that, Aaron.
Wow. Aaron, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Wow, that was a lot. How are you feeling, please? I'm just checking in on you after today's. Where do you think they were? Let me know your thoughts, your feelings on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Aaron's mum was on earlier, Laurie Lee, explaining that Aaron was made 20-odd years ago on a very smoothly tarmacked balcony in Tenerife. We got all the details, didn't we?
Yeah, this was after they'd ventured up to see a volcano.
Yeah, it kind of inspired them. Kyle in Kiddy, hello.
Oh, it's cringing. I've been pieces all the way through.
You what?
Not really cringing. It's, oh, I couldn't believe it. Even she's like describing the tarmac.
We always say it's the level of detail we go into, I think, is...
And the eruption as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sort of thing just doesn't happen in Kidderminster, does it?
No, not these days.
Does not. Hayley, how did you feel?
I felt a bit sick.
Yeah, that's quite normal for Where Do You Think They Were, but it's quite enjoyable at the same time to listen to someone else being the details, you know?
Yeah, well, I was driving and looking at the tarmac. Yeah. It wasn't... I'm not looking at it and feeling the same ever again, I don't think.
No. Is no. this... let me ask you a question. Is Where Do You Think They Were something that you would ever take part in?
God, no. No. I would die if my parents ever did that.
But you enjoy listening to it?
I love listening to
it. This is the problem.
I sit there cringing, thinking,
This is the flaw, the only flaw in the feature.
Scott Mills.
Thanks for my card.
Are we? Are we talking about it? I wasn't sure if we were. Happy birthday, mate.
Does your actual wife know about this?
Yeah, I do you know what? I was looking through the card shop there and I thought, oh, rude word. I forgot to get a like Moonpig one for you,
right.
Which I was going to get made up with some funny pictures and that.
Right.
But
what
then
pictures?
I thought, can't say. But then
okay.
I thought, right, what's the next best thing I can do? And I thought, there you go. I looked in that section there. So read what it says.
Well, it's It's a picture of a pretty lady in a dress, and it says, "To my darling wife, more gorgeous than ever. Happy birthday."
See, I thought you'd like that.
It's really
It's interesting when you go through the wife cards there as well, what the message is, because normally I'm the kind of person that goes into a card shop, just really any card will do. I don't really give it a look.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well,
I was thinking,
so, yeah.
All right, well, the wife joke's good. So
yeah,
to
it
my
is
wife,
a good joke.
But then it's interesting what the next line on the cards are. I had to find the best one that's sort of suits you. I thought, more gorgeous than ever.
Thank you.
Because you are, aren't you?
Thank you.
You know, you've done last 6 months or so, you've done all right.
Yeah, I've done all right. Yeah.
Do you want to say what the present is?
It appears to be a tanning voucher.
Mate.
To Moonface from Chris.
Your favourite tanning shop there.
Right.
And
the one
around
the road.
I'll tell you what I've bought you there. 100 minutes.
That's a lot of minutes.
100 minutes. And do you know what's amazing? The amount of information this lady gave me about you. So I said, I'm not really sure how many minutes I should buy. Like, what's the deal here?
How do you not even go there? Oh, I've been there with
you. And she says, yeah, but not... She says, well, what he does is he likes to lie down, because you can choose between lie down or stand up. So I got you a lay down voucher.
I do like a lie down.
100 minutes. Apparently, on average, you're in there for 10 minutes every time, which seems excessive to me.
It depends on what the tubes are.
But explains the look.
thanks.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Helena.
Hello.
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 Hello. Right, who's Bear in Cornwall?
Who's Bear? Oh, so he's. I think he's done bangers with you before, actually. He's my bestie.
Oh, okay. Because we've just got a text in saying, tell Helena, who's about to do bangers, that she better pick good.
Oh, okay, I'll be in trouble otherwise.
Yeah. So you are a painter and decorator at the moment. You're painting a lovely house on the coast, right?
Oh, it's amazing. I'm overlooking the sea right now, and it just looks like it could be in the Mediterranean. It's lush.
Where in Cornwall?
Constantine, just by Padstow.
Yeah, it's so nice beautiful. There.
Oh, it's lush. Really, really nice.
And who's with you?
So I've got my friend Sarah and Ben are here. Sarah's been painting with me. Ben's doing a bit of plastering.
Cool. Yeah. Ideal job, really.
Yeah, lovely.
Listen, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Oh, Scott, usually you.
Well, no one ever says that. See, if you think this...
I know, and I spend
it.
A lot of the time shouting at the radio, saying, why don't you pick Scott?
Okay, well, this is what I've got.
Yeah. Oh, bit of kooks.
See, instantly, kooks. Naive.
Very
yeah,
Padstow.
Love it.
Very Padstow. Just see the people out
good
surfing
like
on Fishtail Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
another mention
yeah, nice.
Of Newquay, but it just screams... What's that festival that's always on in Newquay?
Boardmasters.
Boardmasters. This yeah. song screams Boardmasters to me.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know why. All right, you can have that. We can have my choice today, which is this.
This I was kind of feeling like it was a dead set with the Coots, but now I'm not sure.
It's a good one because it's two different bangers. This is Major Lazer, Pond of Floor.
Oh, the tricky one.
Mm.
I like it without Beyonce as well.
Yeah. No way to be seen.
No, who run the world?
No. Okay.
Oh, Scott, I feel like I'm letting you down, but I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Yeah. You're not letting Scott down, you're helping me out.
I know, I feel awful now, because I usually pick Scott. Sorry,
yeah.
mate.
I know, and also, like, you know, like, if you lose bangers and it's your birthday as well.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Can I change my mind?
Yeah, you've 100%.
Said it. No, don't... Hang on a minute. Scott's had a lot of birthdays on Radio 1. Don't let that be...
No, I feel like I've got to. I'm sorry. I'm going to swap, and I'm going to go with the Kooks for Scott for his birthday.
Love you.
One. Right, three things for you, Ariel. Jamie Lang in his mum's clothes on a date. Interested?
Obviously.
She's like, why don't you go and put on your mum's high heels? Then we ended up hooking up in my mum's high heels.
In the heels?
And tank top, yeah.
Hey, I'm Luke Franks.
And I'm Ariel Free.
And we're lifting the lid on dating in 2019.
Each week we'll be joined by two celebs who will reveal their worst dating disasters. We'll also hear from you guys. Horrendous dating stories, DM disasters, and answer those dating dilemmas.
The Worst Dates podcast.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
Just don't let me down. Just don't let me down. Hold on to your kite. Just don't let me down. Just don't let me down. Hold on to this kite. Just don't let me down. Just don't let me down.
Oh, the birthday card, a new low, Mills.
It just struck me that she made a decision, then changed her mind, then went back with the other decision. It's a lot of to and fro.
Yeah.
You know? But then that's these times.
It certainly is. I was about to send loads of abuse, but then thank God for Scott's birthday. She saved herself last minute.
I love that. I love hearing that. Tune.
Really good. Yeah, I did play the birthday card, but sometimes you've got to, you know what I mean? That was a Kooks Naive winning today's bangers.
Scott Mills.
Last week, our listener Natalie was about to go on a weekend to beautiful Southend-on-Sea in Essex. So Chris provided everything she needed to know, because she'd never been there before, with a stark history of Britain, and in particular Southend.
The rise of package holidays to Spain saw the decline of tourism. The arcades fell silent, the beaches empty. In the music halls, the music wasn't playing anymore. Stop the music. Stop the music. Start the music. But out of the ashes a phoenix rose. Southend became more than just a beach, more than just a row of fancy hotels. For example, did you know Dixon's Electronics was founded there? Did you know the town featured in the 2015 Vauxhall Corsa advert?
Yeah, you know about everywhere. It's really impressive.
I actually don't, but what I do is I do a lot of research.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I'm sort of going through place by place as people want them.
So we've got another listener that wants to know about a certain city, actually. So another Stark history coming up. Bit of a lesson, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
So, Adam, it's your 18th birthday, and you are off to Inverness for the weekend, and you are requiring the services of Chris Stark here.
I am indeed.
Have you been to Inverness before?
I've been, but I've never stayed. I've went up and played rugby games, but I've always just come home straight after.
So who's organised this trip, Adam, for your birthday?
My girlfriend's organised this trip. So she's taking me up tomorrow afternoon, and I just want to impress her with some local knowledge.
OK, it sounds like you need a Stark history of Britain.
It does, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, we work hard on these things, and it can be any town around the UK, any old town, and we will do our best to show you the very best of it.
Yeah.
Last time we did Southend, and I think we did a lovely job of promoting Southend.
Thank you.
Inverness, and it's always that classic thing, right? Whatever town you come from, you generally think it's a bit of a hole. Don't you think, Scott?
Yeah.
Whereas actually you can do it a misservice. And I think that's the beauty of these guides, is we're showing the very best of some of these places. Have you been to Inverness before, Scott?
Many a time.
Yeah.
Not for a while, but I used to play there a lot, like DJ out.
I don't think I've been there. Is it nice or
is it nice?
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, you know what, Adam? We can provide this service and you will literally know everything about Inverness for your weekend with one of Chris's guides. You happy with that?
That'd be great.
All right, then. Well, strap yourself in. If you're from Inverness as well, I hope you like this. If you're the tourist board of Inverness, feel free to rip this off, whack it on the website. Let's get this round the place.
Scott Mills.
Laura's been on from Inverness, listening there now. She says, can't wait to hear what delights I've been missing out on. Absolutely, Laura. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Scott.
So, Adam is going to Inverness this weekend. His girlfriend's taking him as a present for his 18th birthday.
So, not just for Adam, the people of Inverness. I'm going to do a Stark history of Inverness. We've done some extensive research. Hope to do you all proud. If anyone listening is thinking of going to Inverness, hopefully this sways you.
It's actually a really lovely place. It's like chilled. I love it.
I know.
Do you want the music?
I'm ready. Let's do this. Inverness, 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 the jewel of the Scottish Highlands and the UK's most northerly city. The earliest known settlement on the site dates back to the 4th century when a monk's cell was established on St. Michael's Mount at the heart of the city. Inverness is from the Gaelic Inverness, meaning mouth of the river Ness, and the river itself runs from the infamous Loch Ness.
Is that the Gaelic?
Yeah, and spews out into the North Sea at the heart of this mighty city. Is it too frivolous?
But it's Gaelic.
Too tenuous. But is it too frivolous? Too tenuous. Too out of context for me to play my favourite TV theme tune of all time? At this time, maybe. But maybe not. Scott, play the... Yes. Come on, everyone.
Amazing. Do you know this one, Adam? Adam?
Yeah?
Do you know this one?
It's getting to the best bit.
I don't, to be honest.
No, he's too young. Yeah. He's 18.
Familyness! Inverness is one of Europe's fastest growing cities. It's ranked the 5th best city to live in the UK. It's been the site of many battles, famously Culloden, Clachahally. And reputedly one of the bloodiest was in the 11th century between King Malcolm of Scotland and Thorfinn of Norway. It's also the setting for National 5 and GCSE English favourite Macbeth. Scott, play the
Macbeth.
Shakespearean music. That's it. Get your harpsichords out. Right then, from Act 1, Scene 4. Scott, you're Macbeth here. I'm Duncan.
Okay.
Duncan to Macbeth. And now, let's go to your castle at Inverness, where I will become even more obliged to you because of your hospitality. The hearing of my wife with your approach. Macbeth.
That's me. I'm not happy unless I can be working for you. I will go ahead and bring my wife the good news that you are coming. With that, I'll be off.
Inverness Castle is where later in the play Macbeth kills Duncan. And we're back with the normal music, Scott. Let's keep going. Away from Shakespeare, Inverness has a star-studded array of famous faces born and raised in the city. Karen Gillan from Guardians of the Galaxy. And Doctor Who. Golfer Russell Knox. And McAcid House pioneer Mr. Egg. Scott, let's play some Mr. Egg.
Wow.
And if you're looking for a good night out, why not hit the tiles at local establishments? The Malt Room, Jellion's Bar, Hootenanny, or Nelly Dean's on Friday? Rock band UFO are playing in Inverness on Saturday. Sunday, enjoy a day of calm. Cut the acid house here, Scott. And Sunday, a day of calm taketh place in the Inverness Museum and Art Gallery, the castle, or maybe a day trip out to the mysteries of Loch Ness. The Family Ness tune back on. You know the words now, so sing up.
Na na na. Eyewitness comes up for it and takes a note without a care.
Family Ness! And that is my stark guide to Inverness.
Adam, you're all set.
Right, that's ideal. Thank you very much.
I gave that everything. Literally everything I have.
The Shakespeare bit was well boring.
What, you didn't enjoy that?
Yeah. I didn't enjoy it at school, so.
Cheers for the feedback.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday, Freya was on the show with her mate Yaz, and we found out they do listen to Radio 1 at work, but they've been told they've got a 2-hour time slot to listen, and that's it. And we told them that that just has to change. Hey, Freya.
Hi.
And is that Yaz in the background?
Hey, Queen.
Hi, Yaz.
Yeah, because the two of you sort of come together, don't you? You're a pair.
Yes. We are a pair.
We go to the toilet together.
No, we don't.
If I remember right, you two are the fun ones in an office full of old people.
That went down a treat yesterday.
Yeah, how was it? Because you did call your workmates old and boring on the radio yesterday.
Very awkward.
We both hid behind our desks and waited for the reaction. But it was actually not too bad. Everyone kind of giggled.
So you were saying yesterday you have like a 2-hour time slot, I think, for listening to Radio 1?
Yep.
What's the latest with that?
So they gave us an extra hour, which is really good. So we listened to it from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
Yes!
Yes!
Great news.
The whole show now.
We have 1 till 4 now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's quite funny though, because when you're listening to Radio 2, the volume's loads louder, but whenever they put it on Radio 1, they turn the volume down.
They turn it down. All right, well, look, at least it's on.
Basically, if we are on the radio every day, then we can listen to it every day.
All right, well, we'll just get you on every day then.
Yeah, sounds great.
Do you want to give a shout out to any one particular of the old and boring?
Who should we shout out? Should we shout out Linda for actually persuading?
Yeah, shout out Linda. Yeah.
They're actually doing it.
Linda.
Shout out Linda.
Linda, yeah. Shout out.
Old and boring.
Thanks, Linds.
The OAB.
All right, thanks very much, Freya.
All right, thanks, bye.
Do you listen to Radio 1 at work? We're going to pay some workplaces a visit soon. Maybe we can come around to yours. Let us know who you work with, what your company is, and a phone number that we can get you on. Email r1.work@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.